Thank you, Rafia. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulil Adeem. Assalamu alaikum. I'm Khmais al-Ghazah. I'm representing the Islamic Solidarity Fund for Development, which is part of the Islamic Development Bank. So this is one of the eldest multilateral organization in the Islamic world, which supports development projects in 57 Islamic countries, members of the OIC. The Islamic Solidarity Fund has been established 10 years ago to support poverty reduction programs and projects in the Islamic world, focusing mainly on the less developed member countries, 28 member countries, mainly in sub-Saharan Africa and some Asian countries. The Islamic Solidarity Fund has been established as a waqf. So waqf means endowment, which means the contributor to the fund. Simply, the waqf is what you, when you decide to contribute to a waqf fund, you decide to put a certain amount of money or assets for a specific purpose. So you have to know what is the purpose of this fund. And then the amount of money which you put is invested, and only the returns are used to support the cause or to address the issue. So as far as the Islamic Solidarity Fund, I will say it in short, ISFD. So as far as ISFD is concerned, we are established as a waqf with a target of $10 billion. Only 30% have been collected. So we have a paid capital of $3 billion. So this amount is invested in a commercial manner, and the return of these investments are used to support programs and projects for poverty reduction. So this is our mandate mainly. So we do provide, for example, grants. We do provide concessional loans or investments also in certain category to support, for example, or to address certain issues like in the health sector or in the education sector, out of school children, for example, in this context. Or to support, for example, NGOs, or to support, for example, agriculture, rural infrastructure. And also, we focus on job creation. So microfinance is very important. We do support microfinance projects to create jobs for women and youth. And most of our projects right now are in 36% are in education, and 35% are in agriculture and rural development. So this is practically our portfolio for the last 10 years. The waqf concept, I think, is important because you have two ways of contributing to waqf. You can contribute on a temporary basis. So you can say, I'm dedicating this amount of money for 10 years or 5 years. And from this, we have created a sort of trust funds called Ihsan Waqf Funds to support certain issues in our member countries. But also you can dedicate certain amount of money on a permanent basis, where the capital would be always kept secured and invested in a very secure places to generate certain amount of money to support your project. So I will stick